Crunch Time.
Crunch Time.
You're listening to Crunch Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Crunch Time.
Crunch Time.
All right, Kansas City, you are listening to Crunch Time. It is Wednesday night, soon to be a Thursday night show.
Yes.
Here in a couple weeks. We'll give you the heads up.
Yes.
We'll give you the 411 when that's going to happen. But, we are excited to be here with you on Wednesday. This is like a holiday. This is a big day. The NFL schedule coming out, the secret schedule that don't leak. I mean, didn't we just watch 4 years of leaking in every part of the government? Now you think that the NFL, do you think the NFL and the alumni of the NFL and all the people that cover the NFL and everything, do you really and truly believe that they're not going to leak something? It's leaked.
You had to go there.
It is leaked.
You had to go
there. I had to go there.
You had to go there.
It's leaked. So
yeah.
We'll talk about the leak. But this big excitement about the announcement of the games, we have some of the games. We'll give it to you here in a minute. But tonight at 6:45, Josh Briscoe will be coming in here to hang out with us for a little bit. And he will be the appetizer for his great show where he'll break down all the games and all the different scenarios that are going to go on once the announcement is made at 6:45. But there are some leaks we'll get to. But I want to first say thank you to two different people. First of all, one person and one business. First of all, I want to thank CBD America Sham for sponsoring this show. The third long foundation golf tournament is next Monday. I think it's just about sold out. I think there's a couple spots left. Frank, do you have any information on how people could get into the third and long foundation golf tournament?
It's Monday, May 17th, which is this coming Monday. Staley Farms Golf Club in Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Go to thirdandlong.org. And you still may be able to get yourself into the tournament.
That's a great golf
even
course,
if you just want to come out, maybe donate. They're going to have lots of stuff to on silent auction and live auction, all kinds of stuff. So they're going to have all kinds of great stuff out there. It's the Third and Long Foundation Celebrity Golf Classic, Monday, May 17th, Staley Farms Golf Club. Go to thirdandlong.org.
And we want to thank our friends from CBD America, Shaman, for giving us the opportunity to do this show. To talk to you guys every Wednesday. And last Wednesday, I want to thank Frank. What an unbelievable show that was. I can't tell you how many people have commented to me, whether it was on Twitter, whether it was on an email, or whether it was somebody who called me that said that was the greatest show they ever heard. Frank, thank you so much. I know that was a lot of work. We had Carl on. If you missed it, I don't know how you missed it because it was everywhere. Frank just did an unbelievable job. Had Carl Peterson, Lou Holtz, Coach Mike O'Neill, who is my high school coach, Bill Moss, Dave Zott, and John Holmes were on, the coach at Bishop Miege, were on, all really, really close people to me, and just so blessed to have Frank in my life, man. He's the man. He is the man. Love you, buddy, and that was an awesome show.
I love you, too. It was a lot of fun to do. And I have to thank your wonderful wife, Sarah. She got me a couple of the contact info. She got me, you know, your coach.
Without me knowing.
I don't know how she did that.
That scares me. What else is she doing without me knowing?
Better close up that phone. Son.
I know it. I'm going to start searching around, looking at her text messages.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
All of a sudden.
Hey, who's this? Who's this person?
What are you texting Frank for?
What's Frank?
What are you and Frank talking to each other for?
Yeah. Because I'm such a jealous guy.
Yeah, right.
Hey, when you have the best, I mean, why would you? Come on.
That's it.
I'm the best. Why would you want to go anywhere?
I thought you were talking
else?
About her.
No, me.
She is the best.
And I want to thank you. But thank you, Frank. It was so awesome. And, you know,
it was great. I had a great time.
It's funny because I had note after note going over the damn draft and all the different things.
You had all kinds.
I was so fired up and ready to roll on that draft show and all that work. It's coming handy. That's a couple
of
different things. But
it
just went away. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. But once again, guys, this is like a holiday. It's like a holiday. The NFL is so funny and just. So smart, Frank.
They're so good. They're so good.
They just, the draft is like a holiday now. The Super Bowl, there people are talking about making it a holiday, a national holiday.
The day after.
And this schedule deal, there's no leaks. That this is people just wait. There are people sitting by the NFL Network or ESPN or wherever you get your news from and just waiting to see the schedules that come out. I mean, think about that.
Come on, Schefter's known for a month. He knows. You got to be kidding me.
Bulls know, and you came in with like 9 of them.
Yeah, I've got some games here, and Curtis gave me another one too. So we've got about 9 games already. We know that the Chiefs are going to play, and when and where.
All right, so we all know that we only should know one. They kind of gave you just
an
appetizer. They give you an appetizer the Cleveland. Which is going to be a great game. That's going to be an entertaining game. And I think Saran's talking about 5.5 or something. Yeah, I think it's going to be closer than that. It's going to be a really good game.
Remember, the Browns played them tough, but remember they knocked Patrick Mahomes out of the game.
Yeah.
So that was part of the reason there.
They are the Cinderella, the sweetheart team this year. You know, last year it was Buffalo. Buffalo had that little playoff run, and I'm talking about 2 years ago.
They're pretty good. Buffalo's pretty good.
They were, that was their little. Now this year's Cleveland's going to be that kind of sweetheart team where everybody's like, "Yeah, Cleveland this, Cleveland that," because Buffalo now they're part of the deal. They're in. They are an entity to deal with. Frank, Cleveland is a new team in this world
mix
of playoffs. Mm-hmm. The world, the mix of playoffs, and I think there will be the sweetheart team. And a lot of people think they're going to be pretty good.
All right. Here's the deal.
Okay.
There's an outlier in this situation. Okay. If the Denver Broncos get Aaron Rodgers, then they become the big deal. They become the team that everybody is going to look at, not just in the AFC. Everybody in the NFL is going to have their eyes glued to the Denver Broncos if they get Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback. And if you're a Chiefs fan, that should worry you if that happens. Denver's willing to give up.
Should it worry you, or does
radio.
It make you excited?
I
don't want the Denver Broncos to suck.
I love
competition.
I want
to beat them.
I love competition. I think it's great.
Nothing like a great Denver Bronco Kansas City Chief football game.
Oh, nothing.
I've played a bunch of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I was listening to sports radio all the way. Drove in from North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina. And I wasn't supposed to come home till tomorrow. I just got here 15 minutes ago. The deal is, hey, folks, you hear about the Colonial Pipeline and the hacking and that and they're having gas problems in the South? Believe they're having gas problems in the South. Not one service station in Asheville, North Carolina was open.
Wow.
Not one.
Golly.
They all had the pumps bagged. Oof. And they were closed. All the lights were out. We left at 4:30 this morning, jumped across the state line into Tennessee. And finally, premium only at this one gas station we find at about 6:30 or 7.
That had to hurt you to pay that kind of money for gas.
It was $3.80.
That had to hurt you
for a gallon of gas.
Premium. You've never bought premium gas in your whole life.
No. Why would I? I don't have a car that runs on premium.
Well, you do now.
it did for a while. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're going on vacation, especially sometime this week, and you're headed to the Southeast, okay, I'm talking about Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina. They're talking
probably
Florida,
Georgia. Florida.
You're talking the eastern side of Texas. Okay, you're talking about Mississippi, Alabama, northern Florida. Any of those places you're going, you better check for gasoline availability.
I'm driving to Indiana.
It is a real deal. I didn't have any problems in
I had about a week and a half.
I didn't have any problems in Illinois, Missouri, or Kansas. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's because they're the best states.
Yeah.
That's where you
should
want
to. But back to the deal with Denver. If Denver, I heard they're willing to give up their next 3 first-round draft choices.
Why not? Yeah. I would. I'd give them
3 straight years.
I'd give them John Elway as their president.
There's
too.
A lot of people in Denver like to give them John Elway too.
Give them John Elway and give them the John Elway furniture lines.
That's it. Right? And all the cars.
All the cars.
All the car dealerships.
Give them all, and bring Aaron Rodgers in. Just so you know, let's just kind of go through this real quick, and then I will let Frank because Frank has been in this business for a long time. You got to talk about Adam Schefter and all those guys. I mean, Frank has had a finger on the pulse of the NFL and all sports for since the 70s when there was real gas shortages, and he had a fro.
I remember that.
Yeah, I know you do. I mean, you probably were driving around in your Chevy Corolla or something. And gosh. All right, well, so just to let you go. Okay, so here are the home games. And then I'll give you the away games. And then Frank is going to give you his inside info on when the game is. And we'll talk a little bit about the game.
Told you.
And then we're going to get Josh Briscoe on here in a little bit. And we're just stealing his thunder. It's over because Frank's got all the information right now. So why would you even want to listen to Josh Briscoe? Why would you even want to listen? You're giving him all the information. Josh is great. He's going to have a great show, and he's going to break it down, and they do a wonderful job on the show. All right, so here you go. Home games. These are the home games. Not in any order. You got the Denver Broncos, the Chargers, and the Raiders, obviously.
Got that.
You play the AFC West. Okay, so the other AFC teams that you're playing will be the Steelers, the Browns, and the Buffalo Bills at home. And then you have three NFC teams. You have Dallas, you have the Giants, and the Packers. Pretty good home schedule.
Really good home schedule.
And then the away games, you know, you obviously have Denver, you have L.A. Chargers.
Raiders.
The Vegas Raiders. You have Cincinnati, which I'll be going to that game because my daughter's going to be living like two blocks away from that stadium.
Nice.
So I will go to that game. Her and I will go hang out. If she's going to be wearing her Cincinnati Bengal jersey, and it's going to aggravate me, but that's okay. That's her team now. You're going to have the Washington Football Club. Then you have Philly, which, you know, it's always, I always loved playing against the NFC East. It just kind of, I like that. That's like real football. I mean, just the Giants.
They suck.
Just something about it. I mean, maybe it's because in the 80s there were so many fun teams and from those divisions, whatever. I just always had that. So the NFC East, we're playing, obviously, and then Philly and then Tennessee will be on the road. So, Frank, now we know what the home games are and the away games are.
You skipped over about a bunch of the – go through the aways for all the folks.
I did. Denver, the Chargers, the Raiders.
Cincinnati, Washington, Philadelphia, then who?
And Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Right. Okay. So, what do you got? Give us what you got.
Here's what I gleaned as I was driving through 72 different states. On my way home, okay, the Browns, of course, was released in that they play the Browns. 325 opening day.
325.
325 kick.
There'll probably be three games in that afternoon slot, and the Chiefs will be one of them.
Right.
So that
and,
probably
and the
be,
opener is Dallas and Tampa
right.
Bay.
So if there's anything close to a national game without being on a Thursday or Sunday night or a Monday, that is a national game, that afternoon game for the Chiefs it's not technically a primetime game, mm-hmm. but it's damn close to it. Go ahead.
I'm really surprised it's not
Sunday
night football.
Me too. I am too. Yeah.
Okay, week two we don't know yet. Week three is the Chargers at home at noon. Week four looks like it's at Philadelphia. Week five, Buffalo, which is a Sunday night football game.
Yeah, okay, so let's stop with that one. That's going to be a great litmus test for this football team. Yeah, I think a Cleveland game, the Chiefs are going to kick the crap out of Cleveland. I know earlier I said it's going to be close. It will be close, but I think the Chiefs are going to win the game. And the reason why is that Andy Reid will have all kinds of fun stuff being thrown at them. By the time he gets there, the mad scientist will have all these different formations, all these different plays, all these different little quirky things he'll be throwing at them. And he will personally put the Chiefs
in a good position.
Yeah. Buffalo, you're not going to have that element of surprise. Buffalo and Cleveland, I think, are the two teams the Chiefs are going to have to worry about this year, unless something really, you know, bubbles up here, like you said, with Denver, or for some reason the Vegas Raiders finally live up to any kind of expectations, or the Steelers, you know, last year with Roethlisberger. But those are the two games, and that Buffalo game on Sunday night, that's going to be as close to a playoff atmosphere as you're seeing. By the way, 100% fan attendance at the games. So 100% of fans at a Sunday night game. This might be the first time that a primetime game at Arrowhead with full attendance since before COVID. This could be a crazy, crazy game.
Just nuts. Then they've at Washington in game six. Then game seven, we don't know yet. Josh is going to be in here, like we said, about 20 of the hour, 20 before seven when they make the real release. The Giants on the eighth, or the eighth game, Monday Night Football.
Monday night.
Green Bay.
That's going to be a fun
ninth
game.
Depends on whether Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback or not. It's going to be interesting.
Yep.
And then the other one that Curtis gave me, looks like it is week 15. Week 15 is they're at the Chargers.
So let's take now that we kind of know the home and away, right?
Yeah.
We kind of know when some of the games are going to be.
Yeah.
The Chiefs' opponents this year will have a 5-11 win percentage, which is pretty good. They're, if you take all their records, they're 138, 132, and 2. In the AFC, obviously, they're going to play three playoff teams. They'll play the Steelers, the Ravens, and the Browns. And in the NFL, they'll in the NFC, they'll play the Packers and Washington. So they'll have five opponents that made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good. I think the toughest games will be the Bills, the Browns, and like you said, the Packers, whether they have Aaron Rodgers or not. If Aaron Rodgers is at Denver, then just flip it to Denver. Okay. If Aaron Rodgers is with any team that comes in to play the Chiefs, flip it to that game because Aaron Rodgers is a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, they take the toughest game that they'll have. By the way, those are tough games at home. The Packers will be at home. The Bills will be home. The Browns will be at home. The toughest games on the road will be the Titans and the Ravens. Those are going to be some tough football games. You know, although the Ravens, for some reason, just have not lived up to their billing.
Yeah, when they have to play the Chiefs.
The Chiefs at home. It's, you know, it always, it's going to be a close game. The Chiefs kill them. So if you look at the predictions, now remember, when you make predictions, everybody out there, you can't predict 16 games. You can't have your 13 and 3s anymore. There's 17 of them. So I am going to give you my prediction. And then, you know, now looking at this schedule, kind of looking at, you know, the home and away games, I'll ask you what you think the Chiefs are going to be this year. So, and we'll go through this, you know, probably next week. We'll go through each game and break down each game and tell you what the Chiefs have to do and all that kind of good stuff. But just, you know, just looking at it from a you know, 20,000 foot view here, I think the Chiefs will be 13-4 this year.
All right.
I think they'll be 13-4. And they should be the number one seed, but that may give them the number two seed.
That could be.
I think 13-4, and 13-4, that's a hell of a record with the schedule they have. 13-4 is a good record. I wouldn't like be shocked if they're 14-3. I would be shocked if they're 12-5. Okay, so does that make sense? So I think 13-4 is where I predict. If they're 14-3, I wouldn't be shocked. If they're 12-5, I will be shocked.
Be prepared for 12-5.
Yeah, okay. Well, because that's your prediction, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Yeah, I was gonna. My buddies were in Vegas again, and they, you know, they're out there, and I think that Chiefs were 13.5.
I think it was
12.5, something like that. And I thought that was low. I'm going 12.5. Wait a minute, and then I remembered, oh, they do play an extra game. But then I thought, well, that gives them an advantage to get the 13, right? Have an extra game. I do think they have a much tougher schedule this year. I just have a tendency to think that year by year, the NFL creeps up a little bit, starting to catch Chiefs a little bit, starting to try to figure out what they're doing. Everybody knows a little bit more about Kansas City. I don't think they will be lights out on defense by any means. I heard Seren talking about it a little bit today. I think they may be a little bit improved from last year, but not much. And they could even be a little worse than they were last year.
Defensively?
They do not have a number two wide receiver at the moment. Okay, so you're going to get a lot of teams are going to try to do what Tampa did. But when Tampa played them, the Chiefs didn't have an offensive line. Now they have Orlando Brown. They have a totally revamped offensive line. It's going to take them a game or two to get together. But it depends on who plays center. If Creed Humphrey is the center, okay, that means that, you know, everything revolves around that kid in the middle. Okay, if he is the starting center.
Because he's the most important spot on the football team. You know that, right? Center is the most important. Hey, Frank, what's the most important thing in a football game? The ball.
The quarterback.
The ball is the
center
most,
quarterback exchange.
In a football game, the ball is the most important thing. You always talk to you secure the ball. You got to get the ball across
quarterback
the
exchange.
The end zone.
All right,
you know,
all
the,
right.
Hold up. So I just, real quick, the ball is the most important. So who touches the ball the most?
The center.
Thank you.
Well, so, and
it just makes sense.
Center and a quarterback.
No, because sometimes the quarterback doesn't get snap my hands on the ball, and you know they blow the whistle. I touched it one more time, and he did.
created a monster. Yeah, and so you know, and I think now not everybody can go and play like Tampa Bay does because of Tampa Bay's personnel. Okay, they were great, but they know you know if team knows we got two linebackers who can cover a lot of territory. We've got a great pass rush up front. We just get those guys to sort of one guy keep a spy on Mahomes, and I don't think Patrick Mahomes he's going to run around in the backfield to get himself, you know, position himself to get more time if he is under pressure. If he's not under pressure, of course, I you know then
I'm
the
hoping
other teams
I am
deep
hoping,
trouble. But I don't want to see any more you know option plays with him running the ball. And I don't want to see him have to run around like he did
last year. I don't know if this – I don't have the stats in front of me, and I really don't care. I'm not going to Pro Football Focus or whatever they call those, PFF or whatever, and looking it up. But I this is how I felt watching football games. The Patrick Mahomes left the pocket early and tried to create way too much last year because he had to.
Take what they give you.
Yeah, this year he needs to – it's another year on those legs. It's just another year of playing football. It's another year of getting beat up. It's another year of hurting your foot, getting a concussion, having knee problems. It's another year. Sit in that pocket and watch the great ones. The great ones.
Watch Tom Brady.
John Elway, early in his career – he could create like anybody. He could, when we just talked about John, he was a creator also outside of the pocket. But he learned to kind of settle in there and just execute the offense.
Yeah. And you know,
Patrick Mahomes, just execute the offense. Unless you have to. I don't want to take anything away from him because he is an unbelievable creator and maybe the best that ever played the game. But I just hate to see him put himself in peril. And for no reason. Hopefully there's no reason. Hopefully he could just sit in there, and then if he has to roll out, then we have an advantage. Last year it seemed like the other team had the advantage when he rolled out.
He learned a tough lesson in the Super Bowl, okay, because they got down to Tampa, and then he tried to come back, and he's trying to go for the home run all the time. When he scrambles out of the pocket, the one thing he's looking is to put the ball way downfield. Now, if you're in the pocket or you're scrambling, take what they give you. If it's in front of you, dump it to somebody and let somebody else make a play. You don't have to throw a touchdown pass every time you scramble out of the pocket.
And nothing frustrates a defense more than when they flush the quarterback out and he runs for a first down and runs out of bounds a half yard past the sticks. Nothing aggravates or he slides and they can't touch him.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing. Just get out of bounds.
Just get out of bounds.
And even if you're half yard short, somebody out there, one of these opponents out there, is going to know what really have a guy on Mahomes to know that here's a guy that will try to take that extra 2 yards when he's on the sideline.
Yeah, don't do that.
He's going to fake like he's going to go out of bounds, and then he's going to go for 2 more yards. So you keep coming.
Yeah.
And that is going to be the thing. Just get out of bounds.
Just get out of bounds.
And just look what Tom Brady does. Just use the players. Just use everybody. The offensive backs, tight end, everybody. Just dink. You're allowed to dink and dunk
and
a little bit.
We're not old curmudgeons here.
If you're not getting it downfield, if they're dropping back everybody in coverage, take what's – and I think he learned. He talked about it after Super Bowl. About a week or 2 weeks later, he said, hey, you know, as I look back on the film, I could see, my gosh, that guy was open. This guy, we could have gotten it down the field and gotten back in a football game, but I was trying to do too much.
Yeah, we're not old curmudgeons here. See, we don't want Patrick Mahomes to become a statue back there. That's not what we're saying.
No.
We are not saying that. What we're saying is that, you know, you have to adjust. The older you get, the more hits you take. You have to adjust, and the great ones adjust. You know, when he gets outside of the pocket, let's say he does it. Last year, once again, I don't know. Let's say last year he did it 30% of his dropbacks, he had to leave and go get outside of the pocket, outside of the tackle position, and go do something. If he only does it 25% of the time this year, or 20% of the time this year, that's a good thing. Right?
I totally agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, and if you want to live out your entire contract and play in the NFL, don't scramble and run around so much and try to get that extra yard or whatever. Slide, get out of bounds, don't get hurt.
All right, we want to thank our friends with CBD American Shaman as we go on with this holiday in the NFL, schedule out day, the schedule presentation day, the schedule drop day, which is today, which will happen here at 6:45 Central, which Frank already broke the stories anyway, so he ruined it for everybody.
They'll all come up the wrong ways.
Yeah, that's right.
I was listening, scribbling as Sarah was driving. I'm listening to all these guys from all around the country.
Yeah, tell them what you saw. Was it on Twitter or something? It had the whole schedule, and it had do not leak or share.
Right. Now, this is Saran. So those guys said they had a pic of it, and it was like, yeah, under penalty of death, do not release the NFL schedule.
That's right. Because cool. You know what? There's been no leaking over the last 4 or 5 years, so there'll be no leaking now.
I thought we got you on that in the first segment.
All right, but we want to thank our friends from CBD American Shaman. What a great job they do. 30% off all of their stores. Right now, you go in and say, hey, I was just listening to Crunch Time. I want to celebrate tonight. I want to feel good. I want to go ahead and take some of that water soluble and maybe put it in my vodka club soda,
a little
bit of lime, relax, it'll relax you, puts a nice little taste in there. Or you just say, it's a hard day at work today. I'm going to go put some of the anti-inflammatory cream on my knees and my back. And you know what? Have that beautiful wife or girlfriend or boyfriend, whoever it is, to rub a little bit of that CBD American Shaman cream on your back and your shoulders and just never know what'll happen, Frank. Just never know, do you?
You're listening to
Crunch Time. Kansas City, welcome back to Crunch Time. Tim Grunhardt, Frank Ball, right here at 810 WHB Wednesday night. Crunch Time. If you're listening, we appreciate you.
Yeah, we do.
We love you.
We love CBD American Shaman and Shaman's Leewood Total Wellness.
Tell us about it.
At 117th and Row in Leewood, 913-227-9510. Give them a call, and they're going to let you know exactly what they can do for you. Give them a call. Tell them what's ailing you. Go on in. Get some free samples. Go and see what they offer. They have everything.
I hurt my left elbow playing golf the other day, but I kind of hit the ball a little fat and hurt my elbow. I thought I wasn't going to be able to continue, but I dug into my bag, and I got my CBD American Common Shaman anti-inflammatory cream out, rubbed it on that elbow. It took a little bit of time, took about 15, 20, 25 minutes. I was right back at it, Frank, hitting those 300-yard drives right down the middle.
Okay. All
right. Right back at it.
Yeah, very good.
I wish it was 300 yards. Good. I can't. With my flexibility now, it's like 210 yards down the middle.
That's all that counts.
But you know what? We got some new Kansas City Chief football players with some flexibility.
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
And we can just give a quick synopsis. Like we said, Josh Briscoe is going to join us. He has 11 of the 17 games the Kansas City Chiefs are going to play. So he's way ahead of me.
You know what? When I was a little kid, can I tell this story?
Sure.
When I was a little kid.
Tim, you could do whatever you want. You're a Hall of Famer.
Thanks, Frank. I was a little kid. My brother and I found the Christmas presents. We found them in the basement.
How old were you?
I think he was about 11, and I was about 7.
Did you still believe in Santa at 7? Probably not.
I think I was. Yeah, I think I either did or. But the moral of the story was, Frank.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that I found them and I saw the presents and it ruined my Christmas. You are ruining everybody's Christmas right now. You have ruined it by telling everybody these leaks. Everybody now knows the Christmas presents that are coming
Tim,
up.
Tim, there's
go
two,
ahead. Tell us some more games.
There's two games that I did not have on this list, and they're the two most important for
go
Chiefs
ahead.
Fans as far as travel.
Little Timmy
is
got
concerned.
A G.I. Joe, got a G.I.
No.
Joe with the Kung Fu grip, And I saw it, and it ruined my Christmas. So ruin my...
I'm not going to ruin your Christmas.
Schedule drop day.
I don't have the two games that everybody wants to hear about because they want to travel and go watch. They are the Raiders game
you got
in
that,
Vegas.
You got that one?
That will be... I'll tell you what. As soon, if you want to go to the
Do
Raiders
game... Do you have
game,
that game?
No, Josh does. Oh. When, if you want to go to the Raider, the Chiefs Raiders game in Vegas, and I know,
don't tell anybody because I'm going on Southwest right now to get my flights.
Half the people in Kansas City, as soon as it's announced, they're on the internet getting airplane
flights.
Do you
think I'm joking? I am buying my flight. You've got to tell me.
I'm not telling you. Josh has it.
Well, you've already ruined Christmas.
The other one is
Southwest Airline.
The other one will be
Vegas.
The other one will be, yeah, the Titans game in Nashville. It's in Nashville. Nashville's a great place.
It is a great place, but I'd rather go to Vegas.
They're the two. And, of course, my daughter, the one she'll go to, she's going to go to the Philadelphia game.
And
I'll bet she goes to the Philadelphia
game. I'd like to know the Cincinnati game, even though I can't get a direct flight there. Thank you very much, KCI.
It's not KCI's problem.
It is.
It's the airline's problem. You can't get a direct flight.
Because they, well, maybe with the new airport,
yeah,
we'll get some more direct flights.
Well, it's not ready to go.
All right, so you're not going to ruin any more Christmases?
No, I'm done.
I thought you said you had the Cowboys.
No, and I don't have the Cowboys.
I do.
I think Josh has that as well. You have the Cowboys game?
I do.
Okay.
No, I'm not doing
you
that.
You want to ruin everybody's Christmas?
I'm not, because I don't want to be Frank Bull. I don't want to be the Scrooge of NFL schedule drop day. You're the Scrooge.
I don't want to get sued. I heard these on... various radio stations across the country where their NFL guys were talking about
their
game.
What's your little Lucy? Poor little Lucy's got like antlers on her head with a, you know, was pulling this big old, because you stole
Slay.
All of the joy out of this day. You stole all the joy.
That is my favorite show until he gives the presents back. Until he finds a heart. It just ruined the whole thing. Ruined everything giving all that stuff back.
Well, it didn't ruin my day with this draft. Nick Bolton out of Missouri, which there was a certain Stephen St. John who was very
crazy.
Excited
very.
About it. Okay,
good player.
I'm just going to give you a couple points of what I wrote down, and then you can go. Tackler, great instincts, and a lot of toughness.
Right, and he will play.
He will play.
He will play.
Okay, number 63, Oklahoma Sooner, Creed Humphreys.
He's going to play, too.
He's nasty, tough. He's got a mean streak. He finishes plays. There's some negatives. We're not going to talk about negatives right now.
Yeah.
Okay, Joshua Kendall. Is that how you say it?
Kendo.
From Florida State. Defensive end. Raw talent.
Big
a lot
guy.
Of potential. Athleticism.
Right.
He's had four or five different coaches in his 4 years there. So he hasn't had a consistent message.
Plus he's played at a, you know, high end.
Bit of an underachiever,
because
I mean, it's hard to be an overachiever when you have a different coach every year. Noah Gray, tight end.
They need a real backup to Travis Kelce. I'm not sure this kid's it.
Well, this is their first effort at it. This is like the first time they've really kind of tried to address the tight end position.
Remember, I'm trying to ruin everybody's Christmas, so just let me ruin it, okay?
He can catch passes. Got sure hands. Can't
right.
block with a lick.
Oh, Jill, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
All right, let's go to Cornell Powell.
Clemson.
I saw this guy play twice.
Yeah, you did. did you see the back of his number?
Both times he had a nice game.
Because all you saw was the back of his jersey.
This is a big bodied, middle of the field receiver with good size. He high points the ball well. And my green box statement, this is an old Marty Schottenheimer thing. He called it like his little prediction, his green box statement. He will have 6 touchdowns this year, and 4 of them will be red zone catches.
Okay.
He's a red zone receiver.
Okay.
Because everybody jumps on who in the red zone?
Tyreek and Travis.
Yeah. So they get, and this year they threw the ball to all kinds of different people in the red zone. This is a big body in the red zone. I mean, you're trying to throw it to McCall Hardman in the red zone, and he's a smaller body guy, and he gets lost in that shuffle, gets lost in the traffic. This guy will not get lost in traffic.
Well, that's good. He's going to have lots of competition, though.
And this next guy I love. Love him. Trey Smith. So, I think he's the steal of the draft for the Chiefs.
Is he going to play guard or tackle?
He could play anywhere he wants. I'm telling you guys, this is a massive human being. Great pickup for the Chiefs. He will play. I'm not sure if he'll play this year or next year, but I think he'll play. This is when he's going to play. He's going to play when all these other guys have these one-year contracts and exit out of Kansas City. This guy will be there to pick up the pieces. He's got great size. He's a really a big-time leader. He won some award in the SEC or something for leadership, which I like that. Then the other thing that I think is he fell in the draft because of these blood clot issues he's had. That's the only reason
he's got
he fell.
Clotting issues, which is scary.
Yes, it is.
Everybody's projecting him to be a 2022 starter, and they say he has A-plus potential if he can stay healthy.
All right, in the free agency, the Chiefs picked up a corner. Marlon Character out of Louisville. They picked up another corner, DiCaprio Bottle, I guess, from Nebraska. And they picked up a couple linebackers, Zane Anderson for BYU and Riley Cole. I believe he's a South Alabama guy. So they addressed in free agency the defense. And you know what? One or two of these guys will make the team.
Oh, sure they will.
One or two of these guys will make the team.
And the offensive line is going to be totally revamped, so that's going to be interesting to see how that works. Might not work that well early, but I think they're going to be fine up front as the season progresses. So it's going to take a little getting used to, especially if Creed Humphrey ends up starting at center.
Yeah, and if Creed Humphrey starts at center, Blythe gets cut. I hate to say that because I don't like to talk about anybody getting cut. Because I think they'll keep Allegretti around because he could play center and guard, and he's a guy that's been around for a while. And Blythe's under a one-year contract, although Allegretti will be up for his contract after next year also. But he's a guy that's been in the system. I know Andy Heck, and I know he likes Allegretti. I know he likes him a lot. So, I kind of feel for was it Andrew Blythe, right? That's his first name?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of feel for him a little bit. I mean, you signed with a new team, one-year contract. You're feeling pretty good about yourself. And then all of a sudden, the team drafts second-round center out of Oklahoma that most people thought was a first-round guy.
Yeah, first-round draft pick. Yeah.
Now, that happened to me. About my third year, they drafted, what was his name? It was a kid out of Colorado, Lauder. I'll look. He was like up for it. He may even won the Outland. Starts with an L. I'll look it up. But they drafted this kid, and I thought, I'm done. I mean, they're drafting this kid, and, he was, I think they drafted him like fourth or fifth round or something. He didn't make the team. I think it was like Lewandowski.
What year was this?
Laudermilk. It was like 92 or 93, Colorado. I know people are probably out there saying, Grunny, I know who this is. I know who it is. I can't remember his name. He was a really good kid, though. Really a nice guy. But I hated him because he was trying to take my job.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Why would you? Did you shove him down a flight of stairs? Just before one of the
meetings?
Or
no, what? I hired this real big fat guy named Galuli. To hit him in the knee with a stick.
That was it, huh?
Yeah, that's how we did that.
Steel
we took
pipe.
Care of that.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
We took care of it right there in the halls
You were up there, what you call it? You were at River Falls,
Falls.
Right? Oh, gosh, I forget the name, too. That's
I did, too.
We were over there every day with you guys. Trying to get the interviews at lunchtime.
Bozeman.
You will never forget Bozeman.
No,
okay?
No, I won't.
Hey, let's quit tap dancing. Well, let's get Josh in here.
Okay, let's take a break then.
We'll take a break. Get Josh in here.
I'll find that name, too.
You find that name. I don't know what that guy's name is. You're listening to
Crunch Time. All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. It is Tim Grunner and Frank Paul. And our first round draft choice a couple years ago, Joshua Briscoe,
woo!
Is in with us. He is the rising star.
It's great
he
to be here.
He is with the rookie of the year a couple years ago and has just taken off and has become one of the greats here at A10 WHB. Let's hear it. We were the appetizer for this for this whole thing, and you are going to be the main course in this thing. Now, Frank tried to ruin this whole show.
Yeah, of course I did.
By leaking all the information.
I do that every week. What is the big difference here?
I don't know, but this must be really important because Chad Boger, the CEO and the president of this, just walked in here. He didn't even know we had a show here, Frank, until tonight. It's the first time he's even come in here and said hello to us. Because the first round draft choice is here, Josh Briscoe.
Yeah.
It's an honor to be here with really a true Kansas City legend, a worthwhile Hall of Famer, and also Tim Grunhard.
Here's the brother Josh, brother Josh, brother Josh.
All right, buddy, let's go.
Let's hear
all right, the schedule. I'm nearly the whole way through the video the Chiefs tweeted out. We all know it's Browns at Chiefs out of the gate. That's week one.
Fun game.
That will be fun. I'm happy with that being the open to the season. Then after that, Chiefs at Ravens for Sunday Night Football.
Ooh, okay, there's number one. No, hold on. Prime time. Let's count how many prime times. That's one.
Ooh, that's a great. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get you all that in the first pass watching
the
video here
that's
at once. Right. But I'll tell you, week three, your first divisional game, Chargers come to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Chiefs in week four go to Philadelphia. Andy Reid back to Philly.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
Charlie's will be rocking.
Big.
Was it Charlie's?
Yeah, that's right.
Charlie's be rocking. I've never been there. We should go, Frank.
I've been there.
Let's go. Let's go to that game, me and you.
I'll go. Let's go.
All right.
In a heartbeat.
All right, I'm in. In a heartbeat. Let's go.
Chopped liver? I mean, that's fine. I'll buy my own ticket.
We need a driver. You can come.
I'll drive. Yeah, okay. I can do that.
Oh, we'll need a driver. Go ahead.
Week five, Bills at Chiefs Sunday Night Football. That one's confirmed.
Number two, national game.
And also, yeah.
Over under, I have a six. I'm going with the over on national games for the Chiefs this year.
Go ahead. They'll have their playoff rematches there also week one and week five, so the first little chunk of the season. Week six, at the Washington football team.
Oh, wow.
Would have been nice to have a little Alex Smith connection there, but not the case. Week seven, Chiefs at Titans.
And that's not prime time or anything there?
You know, I don't know if I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna get you all the teams and all.
So Nashville, if you're gonna go to Nashville, you better get on Southwest right now. What would be the date you'd want to go?
That's a great one.
So that's week seven.
Oh, you can drive.
What's the
to,
date?
That's a noon game on October 24th.
October 24th.
I'm sorry, say it again.
October 24th.
And that's a noon game.
Okay,
for
that's
the Titans.
Tennessee.
It's a nooner. Nooner.
Go ahead.
For all you millennials, you'll have to skip your brunches.
Brunches before noon. You wrap it up. Then you make time for lunch right after.
All
it's
right.
Perfect.
Okay.
Then another month, your Monday Night Football game, Giants at Chiefs in Arrowhead. Kind of a weird primetime game,
that's
betting on
three,
Daniel
right?
Jones.
Yeah, that's three, right? Yeah.
That's three right out of, that's three in the first half of the season there.
Wow.
Then week nine, we may or may not get Mahomes versus Rodgers, but we will get Chiefs-Packers week nine.
Any time on that one?
Yeah, I sure will have one. Afternoon game, just an afternoon, nice 3:25.
Okay,
that's good.
And then if you want to circle your calendar for something, you want to go to Vegas, you can
this
do that.
Is it.
Week 10, Sunday Night Football, another primetime game at the Raiders.
What date is that?
That is November 14th.
Ooh, flights are cheap then, too, right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they won't be that weekend. Not from here.
You better get on it right now because they may not know yet.
After that, Cowboys afternoon game. That'll be here at Arrowhead.
A nooner?
So, that is a 3:25 game.
3:25 game.
After that, bye week. There you go. That's what I'm making my scheduling
for
right
now. Take a deep breath. It's the bye week.
So that's week 12. A nice little late season bye week there. Probably will be more than ready for that by the time that rolls around.
Yes.
So week 12 is open up, and then we do get a little nooner there in week 13. The Denver Broncos. That's at Chiefs. So this is Denver coming to Kansas City.
If Aaron Rodgers is on the team, that will be a 3:25.
That'll
be a Sunday night. Maybe.
Can't they flex Monday night games this year for the first time also?
I think so.
Yes, but I think, they can.
Also, they'll have a bye week and then three straight divisional games. Spoiler alert. Week 14, though, Raiders at Chiefs. That's a nooner.
Yep.
And then after that, Thursday Night Football and a quick turnaround for the Los Angeles Chargers.
That's four or five? That's five, I think.
That is number Sunday night, Thursday. Five. So that's
they're
five primetime games.
They're not done.
And I think there's one more down the list here a little bit.
What's
so,
six? What's week?
Week 16. Week 15 is the Thursday night game. Week 16 then is the Steelers game, and I'm waiting on the time here. That is another afternoon game. That's Chiefs at
Steelers here
in Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
and then they close out the season in Denver for that last week. That's always a divisional round game. hold on, that's not right.
No, because that's only 17
weeks. Excuse me, I skipped. You know what I did? I got to 17 weeks and said we were done. That's the first time I'll do that. It won't be the last.
No.
17
is Denver.
No, that's Cincinnati. The Bengals are in week 17.
That's at Cincinnati, right?
That is at Cincinnati, correct. And then week 18 is Chiefs at Broncos, another afternoon game. That's week 18.
So it sounds like five to start with a flex to have six. I'm predicting they'll have six.
There's no Monday night game on there.
Yeah, it's the Giants. Game.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Wake up, Frank.
I apologize.
There's a lot of moving
short-term
parts.
Short-term memory loss there.
Yeah. I understand.
Which is not unusual.
No. Okay. I've seen that on the golf course, but not in the studio
before.
That's
for sure.
I like the schedule. I think it's a good schedule.
I
think it's a great
schedule.
It's a tough schedule. It'll be really interesting. I think whatever team Aaron Rodgers is on, if they come in here, that game automatically becomes a national game. They will find a way. It's going to be the Broncos?
It's going to be the Broncos.
That wouldn't break my heart. It just wouldn't. I mean, I know people are like, I don't want them to go.
Josh, have you heard anything about the fact that they're willing to give up next 3 years' number one pick?
It would make all the sense in the world. I wouldn't be thrilled about it. It's not going to matter.
It would be fun. They'll give the Chiefs all they can handle if he's their quarterback.
I just like competitive teams, the AFC West. I want the Chiefs to win, and I want them to win, but I like competitive games.
That's what I'm kind of excited about, the Chargers. I just think that if Herbert keeps developing, we're going to get that for a decade.
Yeah, and their defense just, for some reason, just gives us fits. But, new offensive line, we'll see what happens. Yeah, this is like a holiday now that Frank ruined. Frank is like the Grinch. He ruined Christmas. He was dropping all these. The NFL drop day is a holiday. It's like Christmas, but Frank dropped all of them early, but that's okay. He's the Grinch who stole the NFL drop day. But we still love him anyways. And we're passing it off to you now. We want to thank our friends with CBD America Chama. They do such a wonderful job of sponsoring not only our show, but just a lot of stuff here at 810 WHB, including, I think, didn't you do the post-game show this year?
Absolutely.
They were a sponsor for you.
Huge.
That's
CBD
right.
American Shaman, nothing but
they're
good
the
things
best.
To say
nothing
about
the best. Nothing but the best. All right, Frank, let's pass it on to the rookie. No, he's not a rookie anymore.
We already passed it on to him.
Now we'll pass
it
on officially.
Now.
How many years? You wish your third year. Year three.
He's done.
You know, he's got a contract year coming up here.
They
year
say it's
four.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove that wrong.
Then he better be good.
I'm going to take an L.
he's going to test. You going to test the free agent waters?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how my market develops. Do we have a franchise tag, Frank? Is franchise tagging a thing?
No, not in this business. It's not okay. Ain't no franchise tag.
I'm not holding my
breath. But you want to talk talk about the number one free agent of all time, Frank Bull. He was at every station that ever was in Kansas City.
You've been listening to
Crunch Time.